I'd like to call the meeting to order, if we could please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Burke? Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, all is present. We're going to move on to item two, board report. A couple key dates and some information. Thursday, August 11th, is fifth grade orientation. Students will have the opportunity to walk their schedules, meet their teachers, and locate lockers if and only if final forms are filled out. The parents, students with the last names A through L, starting with A through L, is at 5:30, meeting in the middle school gymnasium. Parents, students with the last names that begin with M through Z are at 6:15, orientation, meeting in the middle school gymnasium. Please note the time changes.
6:15.
Correct, 6:15 for M through Z. And then Tuesday, August 16th, is orientation grades 6 through 8. Schedule and Chromebook pickup. Students will have the opportunity to walk their schedules, meet their teachers, and locate lockers if and only if final forms are filled out. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 to 7 p.m. High school open house is also the 16th. August 18th is our first day of school, pre-K 1 through 12. And August 23rd is kindergarten orientation, with kindergarten starting August 24th. And then our first home football game is August 26th, and that is youth night. I don't know if that's our first home football game. That's just home football game with youth night. Yeah. I think our first home football game is against Northwest the 19th. Correct. Okay. All right. That's what I had for board report, and obviously we'll have a lot more once school is in session. So I wanted to move on to item three. Did I miss anything? Did anybody have anything to add?
No.
Okay,
so.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Move on to item three, district report, and we're gonna have Mrs. Wagler talk about the one-to-one.
Are the kids going to get the Chromebook and a case? Will they get a case?
Yes.
Bless you.
I should have brought one.
Okay. I was curious.
It's the same
one
that they used
when we were
remote, if anyone. Okay.
Okay.
It's just a black sleeve that the Chromebook goes in and zips shut, and then there's a zipper on the outside as well for the power cord to go in.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share. When I was thinking about this, it made me think about how much of a big journey this will be for our staff, how exciting, because up to this point, they've always had to share. You know, so when you're a teacher and you're trying to plan a lesson, you have to reserve the lab, figure out how long you think it's going to take your kids to do a lesson or get something done, or reserve the mobile carts. So up to this point, they've always had to try to figure that out and share things. So now, with this implementation, all grade levels, even though we're only going, only going one-to-one in grades 4 through 12, I'll show you how all of our grade levels are benefiting greatly from getting a Chromebook for every student in those grade levels. So we have 1,500 new Chromebooks that we have prepared for students to hand out. And I wanted to share with you the funding sources where these came from, because I think it's really important to recognize that without either one of these, we wouldn't even be able to do this. Permanent improvement dollars, so had our community not passed that, we would not be able to do this. And then also emergency connectivity funds, that was something that came through the pandemic, basically a grant we had to apply for, and it was a treacherous process, to say the least. You had to show need, so we used a list of all the students that had borrowed Chromebooks during the pandemic. And that was the only way that we could qualify, was by showing who actually borrowed one, so that they could say, oh, you actually do need these Chromebooks for your district. So without either one of those, we would not be able to do this. So I call this the Chromebook Shuffle. This is just a snapshot of what we had going on. We had 49 carts in the district that had about 30 to 32 devices in them. We had to either empty them and e-waste them, so get rid of them, environmentally safe, because Google is no longer supporting them. They can't work for testing, or they don't get security updates. So we either had to pull those devices out and get rid of them, or we had to move them to from classrooms that were in grades 4 to 12 to pre-K to 3 so that they could benefit from this. We also had these tech tubs, which is the bottom green box that you see there. It holds up to 6 devices. Pretty much just about all of those had 6, but there were a few that maybe only had 5 throughout the district. We had 25 of those that we did the same thing with. So in this process over the summer, we had our 4 TWE work experience students working on this project, and myself. And then we also, as you know, we contracted through Neonet to get some additional help. And so he helped a little bit. He started late June, but this is what we did with most of our summer. Obviously, when you move all those devices, you have to change all your inventories. You need to know where they're going. And also, everything was individually labeled. So all of the carts were labeled, all the individual Chromebooks are labeled, because you figure when those things come out, someone needs to know where they came from so that they can put them away. So we did the Chromebook Shuffle this summer. And obviously, we prepared and enrolled all of those 1,500 Chromebooks for grades 4 through 12. So this chart just shows you a snapshot from last year to this year, and I'm showing you the younger grade levels. You'll see at primary, they only had 1 Chromebook cart, and now they have 3, which is more than what they asked for, really. They said 2 would probably be sufficient, but we went ahead and gave them 3, and then they had 4 tech tubs, and now they have 10. So they are going to be very happy with that this year. Elementary had 13 Chromebook carts last year, and they increased by 5. And then they had 21 tech tubs, and now they're down to 11. But the reason being, now all their fourth graders, about 150 kids, all have their own device, so they don't really need all of those individual tech tubs in their building as much. So last year, and even before in the pandemic, but last year really we started laying the groundwork for this because we knew that it was going to happen. And so one of the things we implemented was that Go Guardian Teacher for grades 4 through 12. What that is software that allows the teachers to be able to share their screen with the student, take snapshots of something the student is doing, send the students a link to a web page. Numerous things. There's a lot of capability to be able to be more efficient about instruction, and also just keep your kids on task, because we know how important that is with digital devices. They can veer off the road there. You could even like limit the number of tabs in Chrome that they have open at a time as well. Screencastify was something we also got last year. That is a video making software. So teachers want to create instructional videos for kids to watch over and over again. They can do that. They can read stories to them at the younger grade levels. Kids can actually create their own videos using that, and it also has a built-in editor, which is nice because a lot of times you create a video and you're like, well, I didn't like that part or this part, or you need to edit things. So they didn't have to try and find some other software to edit what they had created. And then that last one there is SAMR, which is an acronym. This is a tool that helps teachers think about how you're integrating technology. So it's there's another one like Bloom's Taxonomy, it's called. It's kind of different levels of thinking. You have your lower level, just like maybe you're memorizing things, and then you go up to your higher level where you're analyzing and synthesizing as you learn. So what we did with this was talked about it in the aspect of technology. So you know that you're getting all these devices, but we're telling you the expectation is not for you to do integration of technology all day long, every day with your students, to where they're sitting there looking at a screen all day. None of us want to do that. We don't want that for our kids. And also, these kids need those social skills. They need to still know how to make eye contact. They still need to know how to speak and all of those things, present things. So I really feel that we did a good job last year of kind of dipping our toe in the water and preparing our staff and students for what this was going to look like. This is the distribution process for these Chromebooks. So each building is doing their own plan for that. So I think fourth grade started today. Middle school is having, you heard in the update, they're doing their thing. And high school, I believe, is starting when school starts. But prior to receiving a Chromebook, parents must go into final forms and sign off on that agreement. It lists a lot of things regarding care of the Chromebook, the $30 insurance and monitoring charge, which is the last bullet on there. So they need to sign off on that agreement, saying that they're aware of the responsibility that they're taking on. And parents were doing that even in the summer. Once final forms went live, we knew that parents were already going in and signing off on that. There's also the parent handbook, which we board approved. That goes through a lot of things as far as care as well, but I'll show you a little bit of that just so you can wait. I know you've seen it before because it was board approved, but just to see some of the topics here. Summer break, you know, it'll be a little different for each building. What happens with your print? Are you turning it in? Are you not turning it in? We'll work through that once we get closer. Student responsibilities, how to take care of the Chromebook. These are things that parents should go over with their students once they receive the Chromebook. Transporting them, meaning when they go in a book bag, how to take care of it and they're not putting it in there and then dropping their book bag, or putting it in the one side and then dropping your book bag such that the Chromebook's on the bottom. Responsibility of electronic data, just meaning that there really is no student privacy on there, like as far as what we can look at. So if there's an issue where between two students or something's going on, we have the ability and the right to go in and look at that device and see what's going on it. So there's lots of different things. Cost and repair, I'll go over that in the upcoming slide. And exiting students, obviously, if they leave the district, we need to make sure that those items get returned to us. So there is an insurance, the $30 insurance and monitoring charge. This is on student accounts. Everybody but high school has already pushed that out. That is so that the monitoring charge is for that Go Guardian, so that the teachers can help monitor and guide students in their learning, and then the $30 insurance we'll talk a little bit more about. What should families do when they receive their Chromebook? They should go over that handbook with their students, talk about some of these care things together so that there's an understanding in the beginning before something happens to it. Make sure everything works as it should. When the students get their Chromebook, they're gonna get a little half sheet of paper that shows all of the things that we've gone through and made sure or know that is working properly on that device, so that they have an opportunity to check it over themselves and you know, feel comfortable that things are working. And if they're not working, they can let us know right away so that we can take a look at that. And then obviously they're gonna need to charge the Chromebook battery, because as we've been preparing these, obviously we're not preparing 1,500 2 days before school starts and then having them charged and ready to go. So they're going to need charge. Process for repairs. So prior to the start of the school, on that half sheet, we're gonna have some information and links there to where they can contact us. Fill out a little Google form and let us know if there's a problem before school starts. They're all brand new, so there should not be an issue, but we wanted to have a way for that to be taken care of before school starts if that happens. During the school year, there's a first line of support at each building. So obviously at the high school, we have our work experience students. During Panther time, they'll be able to look at and troubleshoot some issues. The middle school is gonna have some office workers that we're gonna train. And then at elementary, we currently have a technology teacher that's out on leave, but when she's back, she'll be the first line of troubleshooting during a planning time. In the meantime, we'll just have those devices couriered over to us, to the tech department. So if it can't be handled at the building or resolved at the building, then we will look at it ourselves. And obviously when the kids have an issue with their Chromebook, they're going to be issued a loaner Chromebook. I'm pointing out here that the loaner Chromebook is not covered by insurance. The only ones that are covered by insurance are the ones that the students are actually assigned. And when they borrow the loaner and then they return the loaner, we will give them their original device back repaired. So the loaner is not, once they get it, they don't just keep it forever. We give them their actual one back. The accidental device protection, I have had some parents contact me with questions about this, so this should help clarify that piece. So it covers unlimited repairs on the Chromebook that they're assigned, with the exception of these items: bodily fluids, intentional damage, meaning someone sees them, throw it across the room, or do something, push through their thumb through the screen. It would have to be something that we could tell was deliberately damaged. Loss of device or theft of device. Those items are not covered by the accidental protection. So the pricing chart that's in the handbook, that is used if the assigned Chromebook is intentionally damaged, or the bodily fluid situation, or lost, stolen, or the deliberate damage. That's when we start referring to that. Things that are happening accidentally outside of that, it's unlimited repairs. And then the loaner Chromebook, if that has damage, we refer to the chart because those are not insured. We do have a website. I'm not sure if any of you have had the opportunity to take a look at that yet. There's a lot of information on it. Our TWB students have done an awesome job of putting information there, a lot of troubleshooting and such. If you were to go on our website and go under parents, there's the very first link says One-to-One Chromebook Initiative. In here is the handbook, the agreement. This is our little Chromebook functionality guide, which is the hash sheet that students will get when they receive their Chromebook. But up here, we've got Chromebook Care. So this would be another area where parents could go over some quick things with their students on how to take care of those Chromebooks and make sure that nothing happens to them. Troubleshooting and repair. They should not, under any circumstances, take the device to be repaired anywhere. Okay? We have some basic things on this site that they can do if their audio isn't working or it's not turning on. We have some things that you can try at home, families can try at home. If that doesn't work, then they need to let their teacher know, and that's when we go through that building process of troubleshooting. So there are some things they can do at home, and those are listed on here. We have information on the insurance. We also have these 2-minute tech tip videos. This was something that was suggested by the Tech Advisory Committee. I've talked about it a few times. The idea is to have some 2-minute video clips to teach families and students and teachers how to do different things in Google Apps. And we are preloading the library with all of these at the beginning of the year. They're available for them to use. We're hoping to get a few more of these before school starts. So our goal was 20. We've been busy. So we're working on it. And then frequently asked questions. These are things that have already come up. My student's in a compact program. Will he or she get a Chromebook? CCP student. Can I use a personal Chromebook? All of these general questions have come up. We do have a frequently asked questions page so that those can be found.
Would you scroll down again, Angie? Where do we pay the $30? I was on Pay School Central. It does not come up.
At the high school, it hasn't come up yet for sure.
Middle school?
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll have to check on there because it should be there with the other fees. Can you see the other fees yet?
No.
Okay, then there must be a disconnect there.
All that's there is the lunch, just so.
All is there is lunch.
And that's as of probably 2 o'clock today.
Okay, I'll have to check into that. Thanks for letting me know. I know high school, theirs aren't on there, and they do that deliberately because the kids have a week to change their schedules. And if they change your schedule, then it changes the fees. Okay. So I know they haven't pushed those out. All right. This is just a little bit more information on those videos. So they are a 2-minute video clip, and then there's a step-by-step walkthrough that shows them click on this, and then click on this, and then click on this. So that's kind of nice for someone that likes a kind of more of a hand-holding walkthrough, and then there's a handout for each one of the topics with directions if you're somebody that just likes to print something out and follow notes.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
One that some parents have asked me, and I don't know the answer, but I know we're part of it, my family. If somebody had a Chromebook, I know they're getting one, I'm not, there was stuff that was put on that for the school, I think, or like, was there any monitoring or anything that can be deleted off of that Chromebook?
Is this a Chromebook, a personal Chromebook that
Correct.
They use?
Correct.
And if they're signed into their Norton Panthers account on a personal Chromebook, then those extensions that are at the top are going to load.
Okay.
So if they sign out of their of that account, then those extensions are gone.
Okay.
Or they could remove that profile or remove that user from the Chromebook completely if they wanted to.
Okay.
But basically that user account, the student's user account, is tied to those extensions and those resources. And that's what allows us to be able to test students on them and use that GoGuardian monitoring tool
right.
and those sorts of things. So those would be their options. They either sign, if they don't want those things on there, either sign out of the Norton Panthers school account or they remove that school account from that Chromebook.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
What does the, what does SAMR stand for?
It's substitution.
Oh, it's on your slide.
Thank you.
I can't
I know
read
modification
it on here.
Is M, redefinition is R, and
augmentation.
Augmentation, thank you. You're right.
How do you read that?
It's too small.
It is small.
It's looking good.
Yes.
Thank
this
you.
Is a lot of work, Angie.
Yes,
thank you
yes,
so much.
To you and the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
I, those kids are lifesavers, really. They're awesome.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to item four, public participation. Do I have any public participation? Okay,
no.
I am seeing none. So we're going to move on to item five, the agenda. Do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I do have a correction in Roman numeral 9. No, yes.
Yep.
Roman numeral 9B, number 5, we can cross that name off.
Okay. Are there any other additions or corrections? We don't need item 11 either, I'm assuming, right? Executive session. No? Okay.
Are we doing it or not?
No. Okay, so item 11 is being removed. Any others? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item 6, board business. Can I have a motion to approve policy items 1 through 7?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 7, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve minutes items A and B?
Second.
Any discussion? Can you please call the roll?
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain. I was not present.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0 with one abstention. Item 8, can I have a motion to approve treasurer's recommendations items A through D?
Second.
Any discussion?
This what we're approving in here finishes off 1 year, starts a new year. And just to recap last year quickly, we had anticipated that we would end the year with $3.9 million, and we actually ended with $4.2, almost $4.3, which is a difference of $358,000. Our receipts were $29,000 higher than we had anticipated, and our expenses were $329,000 less than we had anticipated. It doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to spend less than that, but some of them are going to get carried into this year. The schools operate on a cash basis, so we could have had something that we thought we were going to pay for last year, but it will get paid for this year. But when we actually finish the year, the difference is $358,000 in our favor. For grants, we have a lot of grants that we take advantage of as much as we can, federal grants and local grants. For the year, we had $1,752,000 worth of grants that we were able to take advantage of. Angie used a lot of those. Our food service, I think a lot of people had heard that there was free lunches for the students for 2 years. That amount that we received last year to pay for student lunches was $1,454,000. And then our PI budget, we talk about that a lot. Last year, we spent $850,000 in PI. Roofs, technology was a large portion of that, and some maintenance equipment that we had purchased that we needed. So we are using that as we need to, moving forward with the PI.
Awesome. Anything else? Mm-hmm. All right, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 9, Superintendent's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 9?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
I was actually asked to vote no on number 4 for Georgianne Hosbach. She is going to definitely be missed. Big shoes to fill there. She's wonderful, but yes.
I'll tell her you're a rebel there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Did I do you? No. Mr. Yule?
Yes. All right, motion passes 5-0 with a little hesitation there. Can I have a motion to approve certified personnel items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I'd like to welcome all the new people. So happy to see seats being filled. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve classified personnel items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve substitute items D and E?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve supplementals and stipends items F through P? Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda items Q through U?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I'll say it real quick. I know somebody always picks it up, but always appreciate the folks that donate. So I want to say thank you to RG Thomas Landscape and Design for their donation. So please call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Moving on to item 10, Superintendent Report.
I just want to take a couple minutes. I've been in the job for officially 6 days now, And there's been so much activity over the summer, so I would be remiss if I didn't thank Angie for all the work that the technology department has done over the summer getting ready. It is no small feat to get 1,500 Chromebooks ready, and then to deal with all those children having Chromebooks and the aftermath that comes with it. So congratulations and good luck.
That's a good one.
So other things, this is a conversation that flared up in probably early summer with the band project. We have finalized our place in it. We have a storage container and we have a lift that we have been able to purchase that they will be able to utilize out there. We're gonna pour them a cement pad. So I think the band is in a good spot and they're gonna get some extra storage, which they so desperately needed. I want to thank the maintenance department. It is a never ending summer of projects and things that pop up. They did a great job of kind of getting the building ready at the high school for the Panther preview. And then finally, two things actually. Just to remind everybody that the Pathway to Peace is this Saturday from 11 to 2 in Columbia Woods Park. That is an event and a project that's sponsored by our students who got together to kind of give some credence to mental health issues and for people to have a place to go to spend some time. So thank you to those kids, and please make sure you head out and see it. And finally, this will be the last time I bring up his name, but I want to thank Dana Addis for all of his work with the signs that he did at the high school. I think it was, and I like to say it's his parting gift. The signs look outstanding, and I think it is a good representation of the excitement of this community. So I thank him as an alumni, not as my predecessor.
Awesome. All right.
Lewis, there's just one thing I want to say to let people know that a former employee of ours, she just retired a couple of years ago, Joyce Serrano, passed away yesterday. So my condolences to her family, and just to let everybody know that she's passed away.
Thank you for that, Cindy.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Final is item 11, and that's adjournment. So we are complete. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Oh,
second.
Whatever.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
And I've been getting...
Do you want this to happen?
No. Oh, I see.
I've been getting warnings. There's a severe thunderstorm coming.